Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. Come on, I say it every night. I'm going to continue to say it till we win. I mean, really win. Not kind of sort of win. Have little wins here and there. Decimate the people that are really just making life miserable. Okay? They're taking your happiness away. And we can do this. It ain't that hard to do. We can do this. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love how this is going. I mean, is anybody shocked that Merrick Garland has now put a special prosecutor on Trump? But what is this? Is this the fourth or fifth? I mean, fourth or fifth? Investigate, maybe more, I don't know. Against Trump? You know, the way it usually works is you commit a crime, they catch you committing a crime, then they gather the evidence to prove that you committed that crime, and you go to court on it. It seems like the Democrats only are one way of doing things. Right? I mean, seriously. There's only one way they're able to do things when it comes to Trump. Accuse him and then go looking for a way to put it together to think that they might be able to put him in jail or keep him. And yet, Hunter Biden's laptop just sits there rotting away with all that proof on it. Right? But hey, that's okay. Not a big deal. It just never stops. I mean, real seriously, right? It just never, ever stops with these people. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'll hit these two when Sonya Schmidt comes on with us. But San Francisco now admits, I don't know why I'm putting it this way, but they now admit that there are 97 genders. I mean, all right, let that sink into your head. San Francisco, 90, I'm surprised they stopped there. When you look at some of them people wandering around the streets there, possession runs rampant. So the transgender citizens of San Francisco now eligible for $1,200 a month of taxpayer-funded cash. What if you're one of those two-spirit transgender people? Do you get 2,400? Hey, if I identify two people, why can't I have two identities? The program will give 55 transgender residents a monthly stipend for up to 18 months. The only qualification is that you are confused about your preferred pronouns. I mean, think about it when you fill in the forms. Mayor London Breed says the program will provide economically marginalized transgender people with a guaranteed income. If you're a straight person who's down on your luck, you need cash, you're down on your luck. Too bad. You're done. You're sleeping in the streets. Our guaranteed income program allows us to keep our residents when they need it most as part of our city's economic recovery. Our commitment to creating a more just city for all, except for white Christians. If you're on the street, forget you. We know that our trans communities experience much higher rates of poverty and discrimination. So this program will target support to lift individuals in this community up. We'll keep building on programs. I mean, seriously. Are they really? Where are the numbers? Right? I mean, seriously, if you can't discriminate, they keep passing all these laws. If you can't discriminate, then how are they being discriminated against? And why isn't going after them instead of the people who didn't do anything on January 6th? No, really, why aren't you going after the so-called people that are discriminating against transgenders and not giving them jobs? You must have proof. I'm just saying, I mean, they throw these things out there and they don't really back them up with anything. I mean, seriously. There are two genders. Whatever you decide to call yourself is up to you. But that doesn't make it real or right. You know, my old pastor used to say, you can stand in the garage, you can honk like a car, but you ain't a car. Just because you say you are doesn't mean you are. But San Francisco, in its application, and under gender options, there are 97 choices. I mean, really, think about that. 97. There's xenogender, tomboy, polygender, gray gender. Gray gender? Is that what they call them, senior citizens now? Am I a gray gender? Butch, brother boy, demi boy, stud. Stud? Oh, no muffin? No stud muffin? I don't know. Maybe somebody can trip me up. Joe, see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate before going into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution here. Let me bring her on. Always have so much fun with her. Sonya Smith joins us, as she does every week, to kind of help lighten up this craziness. I don't even know what to call it anymore. You can't call it some kind of sanity anymore, can you?
No, and I've been telling you for the longest time, we are being run by some really sick people. And at times they feel like they're winning, so I do understand how people can get dispirited. And it does feel very weird. You feel off balance. I grew up in a house like that where it's like, wait a minute, the grown-ups aren't acting right. And that's what we're going
right,
through.
Like my high school buddies. What's going on here?
Yeah. Exactly. Right? I wish they would act that
so
bad.
As you and I were talking, you know the story I just did in the last segment. Apparently San Francisco now is giving $1,200 a month to certain transgender people because they have a harder time getting jobs.
And if you look at the application, I went and grabbed the application while we were talking. And, you know, we were talking about, what was it, Demi Boy Butch, Brother Boy Stud, Xenogender, Polygender. So I said, come on, this can't be real. So I went and looked at the list. Are you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
Starts off kind of, we have cisgender woman, woman, transgender woman, woman of trans experience, woman with history of gender transition, trans feminine, feminine of center, a male to female, demigirl, T-girl, trans girl, sister girl, cisgen, man, man, sister transgender girl. Man, man of trans experience, man with history of gender transition, transgender masculine, masculine of center, female to male, demi boy, T-boy, trans guy, brother boy. Are these people real?
Okay, they can narrow that list down.
Oh, my God.
Let's just call them the confused. Until they figure it out, let's just call them the confused.
Okay? Gender outlaw? Aggressive. What is the heck? Gender outlaw? Aggressive. Oh, I can't
aggressive?
Even say some of these.
The gender? Aggressive?
Yeah, aggressive gender? Is the gender.
All right, I'm going to go apply for that.
Gender, I can't even say one of them, two of them, actually. Bi-gender, would that just be bisexual or something?
Joe, don't try to figure this out.
Gender expansive, that's interesting. Gender creative, what do you make it up as you go?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But what I didn't hear you say when you were talking about this earlier is that they are saying they're discriminated against in the workplace. And does that mean that you have to – okay, let me just backtrack. One year, long before this stuff became popular, but when it became a little woke-ish that you had to accept this stuff. My kids and I were in a sit-and-sleep mattress store on Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles. And there was a man, clearly a man because he had a full beard, okay? Full mustache, full beard, but everything else. He had a wig, a dress, a high heels. And it wasn't very classy. Can I just say, if you don't dress like a woman, dress like a stylish woman. And he was not. But he had a beard. So it's my responsibility to act like this is normal. So I don't even buy the mattress because I'm like, I get it. I'm so sorry. You have to. You're forced to hire someone who's on the showroom floor who doesn't have the decency to pick a sex. Just do the full beard and do your girl clothes after work, or shave the beard and do your girl's dress and just look like really bad. So now I got to explain to my kids what's going on. This is just too...
No, wait a minute. This gets better. So as you're going down the application, first they have sex at birth. Oh, no, sex you were assigned at birth. So that you have to check that off. Right?
Then
they have
sexual
orientation, aromantic,
what's that?
Asexual, demisexual. I don't even know what that means. Gay, lesbian, non-monogamous, pansexual, same gender loving.
Wouldn't Why is non-monogamous a gender? Isn't that a practice? Isn't that something that you do in your life?
Didn't we do a good job of teaching these kids English and the definition thereof? Scoliosexual.
Uh-oh. So if your back is crooked, isn't that what scoliosis is?
And then the very last one is don't know. So apparently...
They could have boiled it all down to that very last one. Don't know, confused.
Male, female, don't know.
Right. Male, female, don't know.
Go ahead.
Why do we have to act like all of this is normal? We are being ruled by people who are very confused, and I'm sorry they are, and I wish they would get help. And they're control freaks because they want to make us all accept all this craziness.
Well, I asked the question that this transgender money is being given out. If you're what's called two-spirit transgender, that kind of means you're two different people trapped in one body, can I get double payment?
That's possession. You, as Richard Pryor would say, you possess. If you...
Don't go in.
I'm not working this system like I should. As much hair and makeup as I wear, I really need to go in there and tap into some of these funds. But is this only in San Francisco or anywhere in California?
Oh, no, the gender stuff is all over the place, but the money...
No, but how do I get the money?
Yeah, you got to go to San Francisco, yeah.
Oh, but you got to walk over doo-doo and
but,
street.
Yeah, but listen, I'm having too much fun with this. So you keep going down this list. There's this stuff here that you know somebody made up after two or three glasses of gin, okay? There's Maverick is a gender. There's
what is that?
I have no idea. We'll have to look all these up. Novi gender. Hedra. Uh-oh. Mux, M-U-X-E. MTX, F-T-X. Don't know what it is. Bakla, Mahu, Waria, come on. And they really want us to buy this stuff. That's the funny thing about
it. It's the devil's cool club. it's just the devil's club. And if the more you say you're one of these things, the more you're in this club, and the more creepy you are, and the more connected you are to this special place that they all have because they don't have anything else. And, you know, we can joke about it, but...
I'm sorry, come on.
So
you're sitting
lost.
Here reading this and you're thinking, oh my God, did I take too many hits off the crack pipe before I started reading this, or what?
I'm trying to figure out how to get some money.
All right, we'll be back in a minute while Tony figures out how to get paid from San Francisco. Be back in a few minutes.
Paid!
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More Americans are feeling the financial strain going into the holiday season due to inflation.
A recent poll from financial services company LendingClub found 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, an increase from the 56% who said the same last year. The survey also found 59% of those individuals had issues paying their monthly bills and saw significant price increases for their utility bills over the last year. Existing home sales are falling for the ninth straight month. The National Association of Realtors says they dropped nearly 6% in October. Higher interest rates and surging inflation are keeping many buyers on the sidelines. New York City Mayor Eric Adams signed a series of bills on Friday aimed at getting rid of rats in the city. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We have our back. Joe, this is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's bring her on. Sonya Smith joins me. She does every week. I always love it. Yeah, I look at. I don't pick the music. It comes up when it comes up. And for some odd reason, that one always comes around when you're on. So
always when I'm around. What is that about? But I will tell you.
Because we're disrespecting you. That's why.
Totally. And I'm such a sellout. I don't even recognize it. Being the black conservative that I am. But for some reason, every Friday, you make me want to have pasta. So tonight, I am making a salmon cream sauce with green peas over spaghetti. Does that sound kind of good?
And how does that help me?
Oh.
What about me? I get nothing, right?
What about me? What about, you sound like a liberal. What about, or
what about me? What about me? Forget about me. What about mine? I used to get mine. Don't I get mine?
We are being run by the insane.
Oh, it's nuts. Just nuts. So I ran this by Zoe last night, right? Because I'm having so much fun with this from a standpoint of the hypocrisy that the left never sees what they do. So without mentioning the area, you know that our area, one of our high schools, flew the blue line flag out in the football field, and everybody made a big deal out of it, and because the flag is hateful and nasty and all that.
That's right.
Right. It's just terrible, right? And there was a predominantly black school down in 30 miles from where we're at, and they were coming up, and they said they wanted a police escort because the blue line flag was oppressive to them, and they were worried about violence and all that, even though in the area we're talking about, we've never had violence, you know, at these football games in this life. Matter of fact, all the violence that was ever been, you know, that's ever been put out there was from people in other areas saying they were going to come up and do stuff to us. So let's just get past that for a second. So the NAACP, or the local NAACP, very upset about this flag because it honors a group of people that are very oppressive to the black community.
Right.
All right? The high school coming up, again, if you missed it at first, is a predominantly black school.
Okay, that's the school you told me about, and yep. I'm Okay, wait a minute.
Let me finish it, then you can tell me about your daughter. So they wanted a police escort. See, you got it right away, didn't you?
The irony!
So the same people that they say that they're afraid of, that oppressed them, they wanted to help them get to where they were going without...
So were they told no?
They were told no, yes. They were told no, right? But this gets even juicier, okay, as we go on here. The name of the high school is the Robert A. Milliken High School. Now, the California college system removed his name from their schools, from anything to do with their schools. Why? Because he was a eugenicist. He was one of the founders of the Human Betterment Foundation. And their whole goal was eugenic sterilization, especially of those people and groups judged to be inferior.
Inferiors, that's and right.
So help me understand how you have a school named after a man who wants to wipe out the people that are most involved with that school, and yet the blue line flag is nasty because it represents a group. I'm so confused.
I keep telling you to stop trying to make sense of the left. It will make your head explode.
It is. I got a headache from talking about it.
You can't, you know, people who are logical cannot understand people who are illogical. And my daughter went to that school probably 15 years ago, maybe more than 15 years ago, so I can't really say what it is now. But no, it was not predominantly black. So if it's still not predominantly black and that's their beliefs, that shows you how effective the left's message has been to children.
A very true statement, yeah.
Yeah.
Afraid
of a flag and afraid of the policeman. And that's not a bad neighborhood where this school is.
Oh, no.
This is a nice... My daughter... We lived in the ghetto, okay? I had to fight to get my daughter in that school. I could tell you the story. Because I did not want her going to the schools in my neighborhood. And, you know, God forbid...
I mean, seriously, good for you for fighting for that.
God forbid this kid leave her sweater at home or her lunch at home, and I'd have to drive from the ghetto to take the lunch and then go back to work. And it was a nightmare. But it was better than her going to the schools in her neighborhood where we lived. So I am very shocked that the effectiveness of the left's message has taken hold in this school, unless it's changed drastically. And it may have in the past. I mean, we're talking many years ago. So, I wonder if those kids learned anything from coming out to visit the schools in our neighborhood, or coming out to visit our neighborhood and to breathe a little bit. I think I told you the story before about I applied to colleges, and I didn't have great grades because, trust me, I wasn't paying attention. But I just accepted the college that was farthest away from my home, and it happened to be in Colorado, and all of my black friends from the hood warned me about going around white people. It's going to be all white people, and they're going to be cowboys, and it's going to be horrible for me. And they really tried to fear me, and they were sincere. It wasn't like they were sincere. They were worried about my well-being. And I went there anyway and had the best time ever, because I don't personally walk around with the fear that people are going to treat me badly because of the color of my skin. And it was the first time I had learned truly what chivalry was from these white male cowboys. I never got that in the hood. Never understood, never even knew. I mean, when I heard of chivalry, I would think back, old school times, but never did I experience it, nor did I see it experienced by the women that I grew up around. But when I went to Colorado, I experienced it, and that was kind of an eye-opener. I didn't know I had total independent thought at that time, but it was the first time I had an eye-opener that the things that the left or that people taught me or the things that they learned were not necessarily true. So I hope the kids, that's all to say, that the kids that came here from the out-of-town school or the out-of-city school I hope some of them got to go, wow, this isn't what they told me it was going to be.
These people aren't so scary.
These people aren't so scary. I just, you know, I remember moving out here and going, wow, there's the parking spaces. The parking spaces are bigger because people out here drove bigger cars. They drove SUVs. They drove trucks. They drove family vans and stuff. And I thought, whoa, that's nice for a change. And nobody was waiting and honking and being rude so they could take my space. I didn't have to hurry up and move out of the way. It was just the little things. I'm just saying there's the little things that maybe some kids saw that went, boy, this isn't like it is where I live. You know, people aren't yelling at you in the street.
You mean to tell me that some people might be afraid that you'd find out that white people aren't as bad as they're being taught? I'm just asking.
You know what was fun, too, is when I moved out here and from L.A. proper, and white people weren't trying to let me go first in line just because I was black. In L.A., they're, oh, no, you go first.
We enslaved your people for years. We're sorry. You go ahead. You go first in line.
I was in this line. I was like, oh, my gosh, that's so refreshing. Treat me like a person. I came up in this line last. I don't deserve this space in last just because of the color of my skin.
Yeah, but you wouldn't look at it. The white folks all don't get that. They don't understand that. They're still stuck. They're still browbeaten, believing that we've got to, every little thing we do, we have to do something.
That's
to
get not leg up us.
Because we've treated you so bad.
That's the left. White guilt does nobody any good. I'm telling you, it was refreshing for me. And I met true friends out here. Yeah. I didn't meet friends out here because of the color of my skin. In Hollywood, I was a check mark. Oh, she's black. Oh, let's invite her to the party. Oh, she's female. Oh, double invite her to the party. Look at us. Look at us.
Hey, Frankie, we need a couple of black females. If you could throw a transgender person, it'd be great. Okay?
And bring, look at us.
And make sure the photographer knows who they are so we get good pictures.
Exactly.
All right.
Can we just, like, get a selfie with them? It ain't
all
like
right.
That out here.
We'll be back in a minute. 17-year-old. We'll be right back.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market time changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Mesiti, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the only way we win is for you to get informed, you get engaged, and you use that information to move forward with. Don't start putting that stuff out there you have no clues of what it is. Let me bring her on. Sonya Schmidt joins me. She does every week. Helps us kick it off, get things rolling, and really make a difference, really understand the truth. I mean, seriously, you've got so much stuff coming at you. We need to work it out and help people out. Right, Sonya?
Well, I'm a firm believer of the truth. Truth is so important, which I think our side. And I'm a big fan of Dennis Prager, and he says the left is the enemy of the truth. They just have this allergic reaction to it. And because of my family upbringing, and I was brought up in a family that gaslit you, that what you were seeing was not what they were saying. So at a very young age, I had to figure out what the heck truth was in all of this madness. And it's not a fun way to grow up, but I do believe it has a lot to do with why I'm a conservative. It's because I've had to look at what is it they're saying and what is it I'm seeing. And if more people did that, they would more closely understand what happened. You know,
it's just like we were talking about a few minutes ago with the
with the blue line flag and in that school that was named after eugenicists, right? They're not being totally honest, and it's like they don't even want to hear it, you know?
Oh, I heard a quote last week. Let me see if I can mess this up real good.
God. You're going to get me killed. You know that?
No. This was by Mark Twain, and he had an alias. I forget his alias. But he said it's easier to fool people than to convince the fooled that they've been fooled.
That's true.
So true.
One of the things that's been making me crazy is for years, you know, when we first started talking, we first started doing the show, I kept saying, look, they are browbeating white kids. They are browbeating them into believing that they're racist by birth, or this, or that, the other thing, against blacks. And there was no real spin on the black community yet. And then you started to see happening about 5 or 6 years ago, if you were a black conservative, you were an Uncle Tom, you were confused, you were brainwashed, you were bowing down to the white man. So now they're pounding on the black any kind of conservative black community member, which I thought was, wow, okay, that would seem to be way too easy to do, right?
They did what?
They browbeat conservative blacks or blacks that want to do better for themselves, and to your point, all of a sudden they were sellouts, they were brainwashed, they were...
Oh, no, that's been... I was called an Aunt Tom, and then I went to your school board meeting, and they gave me the... I mean, I am highly...
Oh, no, they said you were Kanye's mom or something like that, right? Remember?
Hilarious. But I am... There's a special place in hell for black conservatives in their view. They really think that we are the last people. They hate Candace Owens with a passion. Not only is beautiful, smart, articulate, and fearless, they
would give her a frontal lobotomy in a heartbeat if they could pull it off, right?
Heartbeat. But so I told you last week. So I've been called an Aunt Tom and an Uncle Tom more times. I mean, if I had a dime for every time, I would have beat this inflation by now. But so I gave my grandson the book, and his assignment is to highlight all the character traits of Tom. And then we're going to talk about what the world, what today's society, basically leftist, which I don't want to share that with him yet.
Yeah.
But how do they describe Tom, but how do you, with your own eyes and your own individual thought, what do you see about Tom?
Wow. That's a cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So.
Because I was called Aunt Tom. And I don't like, listen, you love the fray. You like jumping in there. You like the battle. I don't. I just want to be, I think.
Wait a minute. The thing I like about the battle is when you hit them with that piece of information and you watch every gear in their head lock up because they haven't got a response to it, because it makes so much sense.
But they don't do anything with it. Okay, so here's
they don't do anything with it. You're right, but it's that momentary gear in the headlamp look that I love.
So that's the difference between you and me. I want them to get gobsmacked with truth.
Right.
And go home and go, you know what, I really should kind of like process my thoughts and think about it, and maybe I can come to a different conclusion. I honestly think that truth helps, but with the left, what we've seen is it doesn't. They dig down. Now, you may like that. People like Candace Owens like that. Officer Tatum loves that. I let my grandson hear. I am not. I want people to go, thank you for that information. I mean, I talked to one woman a few years ago, couldn't get through to her. But then when the left said babies could be born and then have abortions.
She left to die, yeah.
She finally saw. She put together everything that I had been saying. Up until then, I'd just been like tossing seeds out there. But they hadn't, and they hit ground, but they hadn't harvested, they hadn't had water, they didn't get sunlight, until the left said babies could be killed after they were born. And then she got, now that to me was satisfaction, because I was able to change a heart and mind.
Well, no, that was great. But see, I don't know how many of those people I start to slap, and then they go home, and that's sitting and rolling around their head, and somebody else kind of picks it up, moves it from there, and, you know, maybe the fourth or fifth time, yeah, they go, oh, wow, I never realized all this stuff was out there.
Yeah, I think your re-election did that. I think that there's going to be some people who go, there are people who think this guy is worthy of being, and then there's others that are going to go, you know. But
well, I've had a few of those hard left send me text messages and go, people just don't know who you are. That's why you won.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I have one guy, well known in the Democrat Party out here, say to me, "How did you do it? How did you get reelected?" I said, "Well, take me to lunch. I'll tell you."
Exactly. But if he did, would he? I really wish that question were sincere.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, no. It is. I know it isn't.
I don't think it's sincere at all.
No, no. They're irritated. They're scratching their head. They're trying to, like Nancy Pelosi. Nobody's going to vote for Republican, right? Well, Nancy, you're out of a job for a reason. You know.
Look how long it took. She's been a crazy evil woman for a long time. And they've, for a long time, done a wonderful job at convincing the world that Republicans were evil. This election, and
that's the only reason I believe they won. Because people see Republicans as so evil that even though the Dems are killing them, they don't care.
No, because Republicans are eviler. And
I'm going to look that up.
And they are really good at devising the next way to vote, whether that be harvesting or whether that be digitally. And we talked about this last week. And we don't understand how to harvest and how they're moving into digital voting, which means you walk up to the person on the street with their phone and they get the vote and boom, it's in.
Yep.
And we don't do that. And we're still our 96-year-old Republicans going, well, I'm going to show up on voting day and it should be just one day. Well, good luck. This generation is running away with new technology and new ways of doing things.
Yep.
And by the time you argue the fact that it's not right or not fair or not constitutional, they won the next election.
No, totally agree with you. Let's see if I can hit this before we get into the next hour.
And I will just say, once we lose all future elections, the country is shot.
If we don't start making noise now, we have to stop. Look at how
it's
long.
It's not
have
even
you...
a noise. We gotta fix. We gotta do what they do. We don't have one Mark Elias on our
side. Listen, when you and I, you've heard me say this over and over again. We play by the Marcus and Queensberry rules.
Exactly.
They playing guerrilla warfare. I was watching some of these forums or debates, whatever you want to call them, and a Democrat would attack the Republican. And the Republican would say, "You know what? I am sorry you feel that way. You know that's not true." And then they would go on and say something else. And I'm going,
I'm going.
You turn around and you start chopping things up. You go, "Wait a minute! You do that. Here's where you did that. Your people do that. Your people want to leave babies on the table to die after. How does that have to do with a woman's choice?
That's good.
What if that woman is a little girl on the table?" Does she have a choice to live or not? Or she doesn't get her choice to move on, does she?
And here's one of the other things.
You did that to me on purpose. Okay.
We don't watch those debates. Everybody's not watching those debates. So great debaters need to come hard with it, like you said. They need to have pictures of this stuff. They need to make it visual. They need to make it hard. But we don't have one Mark Elias who's changing the rules of the game.
They keep talking about science. We don't believe in science. Why don't you show in a biology or health class, why don't you show an abortion? Show what the procedure is.
Show it in the debate that you're talking about. Have it in your back pocket. Boom. It's even like you made fun of Herschel Walker.
All right. You hear that music. You have to put it on pause for the next. See, you get rolling. That's why I keep you around.
Rude.
All right. Next hour, Sonya Schmidt still with us. We're going to have a lot of fun. She's all wound up, and so am I. Be back in a little bit.